This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey, you're listening to Jax.
And Dean.
On our podcast.
This is our podcast.
It is our, I've just said that, Dean.
This is our podcast.
Oh, it's still our podcast now. That's cute.
Cute.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Play the podcast, please.
You are with Jack and Dean with Tristan in the back for the Tuesday drive home. It is Lunar New Year. Gong Yi Fa Choi.
Well
done. Year of the pig. It's about abundance and wealth, isn't it, I think?
Year of the earth pig.
The earth pig? Not just any pig.
What's the difference between earth pig and other pigs?
Well, there's five different elements. So there's like earth, fire, wood, water, metal. So they all have different... It's like meant to be the circle of life. So every time that it changes, you know, there's good and bad things that happen. So with each of these signs, you've got different qualities.
Speaking of good and bad things... Poor Ariana Grande has been in the news for some unfortunate things. They're meant to be a good thing, but it turned out to be a bad thing.
Yeah, and related to this whole theme, you know, we've been talking a lot, especially, you know, when I do this Lunar New Year show, which was actually Dean's idea. So I know, you know, it looks very, you know.
I'm so Chinese.
Chinese producer, and like, she must have forced them to do a Lunar New Year show. No.
Dean's very cultured. That's why we love him.
Yeah, he's very cultured. And Jack, you were scrolling through your Facebook feed and this popped up for you. What's the story here?
First of all, I know straight away if anyone's thinking it was Japanese. Yes, we know it's Japanese and it's quite different. It's a different country and a wonderful country. Ariana Grande got a Japanese tattoo and she wanted it to say seven rings because she had it in her in a film clip. And apparently in the film clip it was correct. But then when she got it on the inside of her hand, like on her palm...
Oh, well, that would hurt.
Ouch.
Oh, yeah.
Now, how do you say that in Japanese? I know how to say oishi, which is delicious. That's all I got. The translation ended up not being... Because there's so many characters. And is it kanji? Is
that what I'm... Yeah, kanji.
Yes, I'm just having a bad time scrolling. So the little characters, obviously, the slightest change in it, it means a whole different thing. So instead of saying seven rings, it's saying...
Small charcoal grill.
Small charcoal grill, which is not the same thing.
It's not the same thing at all.
And so then she was asking her Japanese tutor, how can I fix this? And she said, oh, just put this symbol next to this other symbol. That will then make seven rings. But then for whatever reason, the tattooist then put it underneath it, making it now say Japanese barbecue finger or something. It was just something absolutely crazy.
That reminds me when in art class I made this beautiful hand-sketched mixed media painting and it had Chinese writing in it and it was like I sketched my parents and said like what an inspiration they were and I gave it to my mum and she said that character's wrong, it's bad luck, get rid of it.
Oh no. But poor Ariana can't get rid of her hand. What's she going to do? Chop her hand off?
Because she kept getting it altered and now...
There's colouring between the lines. It's like a big black mark on her palm.
Oh my God.
Oh, poor Ariana.
But the whole thing about talking Ariana. About culture and cultural appropriation, a lot of people with Asian heritage, they're just kind of saying, if you don't understand a language, maybe don't use it as a fad. It's not just like my whole culture isn't like a fashion trend.
Yeah, well, have you thought about getting a French tattoo?
No.
Since you are fluent in French.
Just in case our listeners don't know.
Don't tell us Paris for the 800th
time. Have I ever mentioned that? I lived in Paris. That's all I've got. That's all I've got, everyone.
Yeah. Again and again and again.
But it wouldn't... You're like every dang time. I don't think I would... But languages are tricky because you can't directly translate things. You can actually get the word, you know, this does mean that and that means that, like seven rings, but together it's like, that doesn't make any sense.
No.
Yeah.
Mm.
Oh,
c'est la vie.
I just get Dean's name.
Get yourself my name tattooed on your flesh.
My bum.
No, thanks. Hey, coming
tune in
up,
next week. We're all getting tattooed.
Hey, no, we're not.
You can find more Joycast and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.